fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
Well, Pete is on Veteran of the Year duties, I believe, and Mark Holliday in, as well as our executive producer, co-host, all-around good gal, and Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor. Hey, Teresa.
Hey,
good
Mark.
To have you back. You've been out on assignment for a while.
I've been on assignment, too. That's right. Doing all kinds of, seasonal duties and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it is the season.
A little bit of research.
Right, right.
Our show tonight.
Kind of recuperating after the election brouhaha, as it continues.
I guess it's more like learning to endure.
Learning to endure,
because
absolutely.
Every day it's a different take, a different. Do you get your hopes up or do you not?
And right.
It's been a bit. I guess since all three of us have been back in the saddle, but that's how it is nowadays.
Yeah.
So yeah,
one off going their way, and somebody the next time going
that's
their way.
That's how it goes. But with the year of unknowns, what else can we expect?
The unusual is usual again.
That's right. So I guess you and Pete, it's kind of like 1 week goes by, it's like a year's worth of news. In some ways, we've talked about how the cycle spins faster than it used to, but in my mind, the biggest story still is all of this election fraud and how it's just mountains of it, and yet crickets, media blackout,
from the mainstream, yeah.
You name it. I've had the privilege to find some links, which they're kind of hard to find, these live streams to some of the hearings.
Right,
I think I've only really been able to hear the ones from Georgia. And I'll just set it and just let it go and just listen to it in the background. And it's amazing. I listened to some more today that Rudy pulled up. And I think the good news is if you haven't heard, that the suit that Texas has brought about has now been joined by 19
other states.
Including our own great state of Alabama.
Yeah, John Merrill. The Attorney General.
That's exciting. But at the end of the day, I think this whole thing comes down to 9 human beings. If it does get to where we want it to go.
Yeah, and that's assuming that they take the case, which, if here is the most important constitutionally case, and I've heard some talking heads and experts say, they probably won't take this up. And I'm thinking, what if not this, then what would they take up?
It's getting to the point now they almost have to.
I would hope so.
And just breaking before I came over here, it looks like, because if you read the list of the 19, I mean, we have us, Florida, South Dakota, North Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, South Carolina, that's just to name a few.
Right.
So some of the blue states, not on the list here, they have threatened to countersue. Now, how serious they are about that, I don't know, but I'd say that they have all the money and all the lawyers, they probably are. And I kind of hope they do, but in a way, because I think it will make it even more important. I mean, it feels like they would have to do something with it.
Right, right.
They can't just say, we're not going to hear this.
Well, you know,
I'm like, let them countersue, because that would come after anyway.
It's perfectly legitimate to bring suit against the four offending states in particular, because that has disenfranchised their voters in their states, the states that have joined in the suit.
Yeah.
It has disenfranchised their voters, and the fact that the states that the suit has been brought against violated their own constitution in many cases, as well as the United States Constitution, which is what this is all about. If the remedy is to throw out the electors from those states, that means that, Joe Biden can't come up with 270 electoral votes.
Right.
That also means that Donald Trump can't come up with 270 electoral votes, which means that the House of Representatives is going to have to make the call, which is where it is supposed to be anyway.
Correct.
I mean, that is the final voice of the electors. Is the House of
and
Representatives.
And that's coming on December 14th. So part of it, it's hard to see. I keep thinking, you know, is this like a game where they're just trying to run the clock down? Sometimes I wonder, what's Bill Barr doing? Why are we not, you know, it's like he trying just to, what's your opinion on
that? Well, here's the thing. And, you know, I know that the president is a little disappointed in what Barr had said initially about not being able to find, you know, the overwhelming amount of fraud. Here's the problem with trying to do the legal remedy and pick out the criminality and the effect of fraud.
Yeah.
That it takes sometimes months, if not years, to gather the evidence together to bring about a case that will prove beyond a reasonable doubt, or to the preponderance of the evidence, as the case may be, that there's a case there that can be adjudicated.
Well, but, you know, on the other hand, there's six ways to Sunday for us just to say, you know what, there is evidence.
Yeah.
There's definitely reasonable ways to put all kinds of cases together.
Yeah.
But the ones that will stick. And, you know, we were looking back at the courts, you know, you have to go back to even like John Roberts basically kind of found a loophole to say, well, you know, Obamacare is a tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? My fear is that these people will maybe, it might still jump through some legal loopholes and still kind of go nowhere. But I would still rather it be heard. I would still rather us deal with the fallout if it means people get so up in arms that our election was certified properly, then so be it.
Right.
But I'm not, you know, I'm trying not to look through anything with rose-colored glasses at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a fool's errand primarily, but I really have, I don't know if it's hope that this lawsuit against the states would bear benefit, but
I think there's a
that's the best chance.
Oh yeah,
at this point of having an election that we can believe is valid,
and we have to do that.
We have to.
You don't get to do it again.
No. No.
You know, have you seen the little meme that says, you only get to vote for socialism once, kiddies? And this is where we are with this. Is why this has to go.
I'm trying to remember who exactly said, you know, you can vote yourself into socialism, but you have to fight your way out of it.
Yeah.
So you have to fight out of it. You can vote yourself into it.
It's easy.
But,
yes.
So, I mean, and that's a scary thing to you know, ponder.
Well, and this is kind of where we are. Because this election, if they expect everyone who voted for Trump to look the other way and say, oh, well, I think most all of us can accept something fair. Even if it's something we hate.
Well, and you know, I've made this comment and you know, on the show and to other individuals, when Obama was elected president, I didn't like it. I made my opinion known when I thought policies he was instituting were wrong and bad. But I accepted the fact that, you know, he had been duly elected. The numbers bore it out. And the fact that, you know, in both times, the Republicans ran the absolute worst candidate against him, be it John McCain or Mitt Romney. But I accepted the fact that he was a duly elected, verified president of the United States. Didn't like it much at all, but I accept it. I can't accept this. If Biden is sworn in, I can't accept it.
Right.
So.
In other words, we all held our nose for 8 years with Obama. We didn't like it, but we didn't act out in certain ways. Yep. So with that said, a great place to go, folks, if you want to keep up with this stuff, because, I mean, it's changing daily, and it will be, you know, it's all on the line, especially December 14th is what, next
Monday.
Monday.
I think Monday.
It's coming. Today's the 10th.
Yes.
So, anyway, it's a site called everylegalvote.com.
Everylegalvote.com.
It's wonderful. It's organized. You can look to see what's the latest, whatever's up to date. It's there's no fluff and frill, but it's got stuff you can do, like quick links, so you can email whoever you want to email. It connects you to things, but it's quick, it's easy, it's a clean site. You will love it. Everylegalvote.com.
All right, very good. That brings us up to a break. We're going to take a quick time out. If you want to weigh in on this or any other topic on your mind, 343-0106, or you can text us the same number. Text lines are open, and we'll be right back with more Common Sense on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
And Pete on assignment, doing his Veteran of the Year duties, Mark Holliday in as well, along with Teresa Taylor. Good to have on the co-host seat tonight.
It's kind of weird, but yeah, we're still having fun, and we have a great show lined up. We have a couple different guests calling in, got some more stuff. So we're just getting wound up, warmed up.
Warmed up and wound up.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Well, it's easy to get wound up.
Yes, it
is. Because this stuff will fire you up. I mean, if you think about it too long, all day long, you get a little, you
crazy.
Know. But, again, there is a time for righteous anger and indignation. And when you've had something taken from you, you know, you don't have to necessarily lay down and roll over. And we do have some cool things coming up. If you haven't heard, there's a rally coming up. It's called Stop the Steal. It's going to be Saturday, December 12th, coming up at the Fort in Spanish Fort.
This
and we're going to have more information about that later on in the show, but I want to go ahead and throw that out there because something you hear a lot is, what can I do? It feels so overwhelming. One thing you can do easily is turn your channel from Fox to something a little more reputable, even if you have to pay for it, or if you just have to, you know, stream it, read it, find another source. And there are some good ones. They're cropping up everywhere. Switch to Parler if you haven't. It takes a little getting used to, but it's easy. I love it. I stay on there pretty much all the time.
Right.
Twitter, Facebook, they're the same thing. They're all one big ball. We'll get to censorship in a little bit, but again, you know, what can you do? That's one thing you can do. The rally coming up, that's something you can do.
Exactly.
And speaking of that, I think we have Kevin in Mobile holding for us.
Yeah, Kevin.
On line one.
What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening. How are y'all? Listen, I want to give a great shout out to my home state of Texas.
Woo-hoo.
Right now, I'm a convert to Alabama. Roll Tide.
Texas.
The Republic standing up for the United States, standing up for our president, and most of all, for the American people right there, to go ahead and file the lawsuit. And then what happens? It's like a forest fire. Everybody jumps on. All the states are jumping on. Let me tell you what, folks. You need to get out there and you need to call the great state of Texas and thank them for starting this catalyst right here. Because let me tell you what, everybody knew that what was going on was so wrong and so underhanded, but I don't really think anybody knew who or what to do.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this.
You're right.
We need to get on the horn to our senators there. Of course, one of them's packing his bags and going home, but we need to call the other one right there and say, where have you been all this time?
Right.
You've been, he must be in a Biden hole somewhere right there. He used to be a Democrat, and then he jumped ship to be a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to let them know that the American people are going to stand with our president, stand with our Constitution, and stand with the American people most right there. We can't just roll over and let this election be done the way it's done right here. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to go into Guantanamo, to prison right here, and they need to. And then all of a sudden, after this happens, what happens? you see that all of a sudden Mr. Biden's son is this computer. God bless this computer guy here, because he, right. he needs to have a medal right here. But these people right here, they're dirty. It would be like this. I told my liberal friend, if Mr. Biden would have won, honestly, I would call him the president of the United States elect.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he didn't. We all won.
And,
right.
and it's not just, you know, at the federal level, the state level, the local level right here. We cannot have this, because our country was founded on these principles right here. If you win fairly, then 4 years, try it again. But if we were to allow these people to railroad this down the American public's throat right there, there would be no turning back. The end. We'd be the laughing stock of the world, and there would be no turning back. So God bless the great state of Texas for starting this year, and the American public needs to get behind. Call your congressmen and call your senators and tell them you're not going to roll over and allow this election to be stolen from us.
Amen, brother.
God bless you. Love
well
the
said.
Show. That's it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God bless America.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it, Kevin.
You. And
right. Well said.
Very much so. And, he hit the nail on the head. And, I mean, it's just all that. I was just looking on during the break. It looks like Pennsylvania has jumped on board to sue Pennsylvania as well with this amicus brief, as well as Georgia. So if anything actually kind of like describes the way this year has went, that's kind of one of the fun. It's kind of funny and kind of great. And it reveals the division in our nation at this time.
Right. right.
When a state sues itself.
Or joins into a
well,
suit.
Well, and joins it. I mean, yeah, but still, like it just shows and, yeah, like, yeah. But I think it's kind of great, actually. Yeah. Do we have another caller?
We do. Let's find
okay,
out
let's
who's
see
on the line.
Line two.
Go ahead, caller. What's on your mind?
It's the Mad Trucker. How y'all doing?
Hey Mad LD. Trucker. LD, what's going on?
Look, the Dominion machine, I drove all the way from Mobile, Alabama, up into North Georgia the other day after they found out that they put 500 votes in the Dominion machine for, Biden and 500 for mm-hmm. Trump, and it came out with yep. Biden winning.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
About well, 20 different radio stations I passed through. Not a word. Not a word.
That's amazing.
Well, last I checked, one vote equals one person. Like one ballot, one person. But when you have a machine that gives percentages, and what's really cool, actually, if you think about it, and Pete brought this up, actually what happened, Trump beat their margin. I mean, they rigged it, I think, where he would win by maybe 3-4%, Biden, yeah. with their little fancy algorithm. Cheated him out, and it would still look not so, you know, wasn't too much. Trump probably got close to maybe 7 or 8%.
Well, that's
and
the
it
thing.
Went,
if
yeah.
you take into consideration all of the perceived fraudulent votes, whether it be mail-in ballots, Dominion voting machines, whatever it might be,
yeah.
the fact of the matter is, if you take all of those out, Trump probably won this election by a huge
maybe a historic
landslide.
One like we've never seen.
Yeah.
And you know what, LD, you bring up also these Dominion machines. They're expecting all of the Georgian citizens to go vote for this pivotal, you know, runoff election and just use these same systems. And they're saying they don't have time to fix them. It's horrible.
Fraud.
That to me is we can't have that.
And one more thing, the 66,000 people that voted in Georgia were not old enough. if that's not enough to throw it out, what is?
Yeah. Just the
and then some of them for like 120 years old.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
and
thank you for your call, LD.
Down the road.
Yep.
LD, down the road,
he's gone.
You know, it's amazing how life imitates art in mm-hmm. some cases. I don't know if you ever watched the television show Scandal. With
I loved
Kerry
it.
Washington.
I watched every one of
the
them.
The original scandal was the
yes.
fact that they used these voting
yes.
machines and they made the algorithm. And I don't mm-hmm. remember exactly what the
but
ratio was.
But it was all
was.
About the machine. They
but
rigged
it was like,
a few machines.
It was like for every two votes,
uh-huh.
it would register three.
Uh-huh.
And for every, you know, two votes for the
yeah.
opponent, it would register 1.5. So
yeah.
so the margin would never be, and they knew it was a district in
yes.
Ohio. that was going to be pivotal in the presidential election.
Yeah.
And in this case, the president that won and his
yeah.
campaign staff that cheated was Republican.
Of course.
You know, but yes. yeah, but this is coming out of
well,
Hollywood.
Well, I know, so, but yeah, that's know, why you know. Remember, you it's always what they say you're doing. They're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah. But oh, I think that I yes. find that so interesting because that
it is interesting.
That show was what?
It's old
10,
now.
10 years, 10, 12
maybe,
years old. Maybe.
Maybe
I don't
not
remember
quite
exactly,
that much, but close. But it, you're right. It was like the pilot episode, basically.
Yeah.
And so for like 3 or 4 more seasons. Every other scandal had to operate off of the fact they couldn't get caught covering messing up their first scandal.
Right.
So they were this cleanup team, but they had to be careful not to clean up too much and reveal the original scandal, which was all about the dude in the White House ultimately got there because they cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was more like a senator seat they cheated. I don't think it was the presidential one, but then he got into the office. It was still
maybe.
A big it was yeah. a big cheat thing like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
crazy,
right.
crazy stuff. I mean, it's just you know, when I started hearing about these in this election
oh, yeah.
with the Dominion voting machines, it's like
my friend and I said the exact same thing. It's
pick,
like
pick
it's
that
scandal.
Right out of scandal.
Yeah,
my
exactly.
goodness. Yeah.
Well,
life imitating art, folks.
It is, which kind of moves us down into when we start talking about the media. It's really not much different than Hollywood because they just say and do and create things. They're pretty creative. If you haven't seen today, did you see some of the stuff coming out? The China YouTube censorship?
On the fringes. On the
well,
fringes, I am.
I mean, it's never been a secret that, A, our media's, you know, not giving us the full story.
Right.
That's been that way for years.
Yeah.
But now it's pretty much, do you remember, and we're coming up on the Reagan quote, but I'll go ahead and throw it out now. You know, we've talked about on here the, and this was, I guess, during the Cold War days when stuff would come out of China, he would say, you trust and verify.
Right.
At this point, folks, with the media, it's more like we need to just distrust and nullify anything you hear them say.
Like
because
that.
If you sit there and listen long enough, it's like your brain will get in a cramp.
Yeah.
And you're almost better just to put it away.
Right.
Don't even listen. It's like a poison.
It is. It is.
Yes. So there we go.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take another time out. We'll be back with more and your calls and text 343-0106 with more Common Sense on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
And Pete on assignment today, this evening, Mark Holliday, along with Teresa Taylor, in for you, for Common Sense Radio on FM Talk 106.5. And as we do at the bottom of the hour every Thursday evening, bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th President, Ronald Wilson Reagan. And the Reagan quote is brought to you by Mission First Mortgage at missionfirstmortgage.com. You know, interest rates are at their absolute historic lowest right now. And
yeah. if you're on the fence, you
man,
need to get
need,
off it now.
You need to jump
right,
on it.
Yeah, it could change quick.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to make sure you get into that house, I understand that the real estate market is really hot and houses are not staying on the market very long. But you want to make sure that if you see a house and you look at one and you have it in mind, make sure you have your financing ready and in order.
So you can move quickly.
So you can move quickly on it. You can do that at Mission First Mortgage. That's missionfirstmortgageinc.com. missionfirstmortgageinc.com. Their phone number is 251-289-1141. 251-289-1141 for missionfirstmortgageinc.com. And they bring you wit and wisdom from Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car, and we decide where it should go and by what route and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
There you
have it. Yeah, Reagan's farewell address to the American people on January 12th, 1989. Brilliant orator.
Never gets old, and it feels like it's always more and more timely. And we've been doing these ever since the shows existed, right?
Absolutely.
and they always seem even better every year.
Yeah.
But, at the end he says, as government expands, liberty contracts. And, this is so true even when the expansion of government is legal. Now, as conservatives, we generally say expansion of government is not good.
Right.
But it can often still be legal.
Legal, absolutely.
Now, let's say the expansion of government starts occurring when it's illegal. Not only will liberty contract, I think it will die.
Yeah.
It will be so exasperated that, and so it was T.S. Eliot who said, freedom dies not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Whimper. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we are somewhat, where the contraction is so much and the government's on. It's so lopsided.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
So, yeah.
It gets very frustrating and very disheartening sometimes. And, of course, that's the kind of the antithesis of where we should be feeling during this season. Thanksgiving just a couple of weeks past. And, of course, we're just a couple of weeks away from Christmas. And if you're looking for a way to kind of recharge yourself and get some of that Christmas spirit, you can enjoy a taste of Christmas as the choir, soloists, and musicians under the direction of Matthew Atkinson present a program of Christmas music and scripture readings Friday, December the 18th at 7 p.m. That's Friday a week from tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church is located at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road in Theodore. They'll have refreshments out there after the program, so take the entire family out a week from Friday at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church.
Children need to remember what Christmas really is. And I don't think it's wrong to do all kinds of ways to celebrate Christmas. But if you're not careful, like, the real meaning really does get forgotten.
Lost.
I know we've talked about, everyone likes the Christmas Hallmark movies, but they're always just about holiday spirit. No one ever really it's like things can get very general generic. It's really kind of funny, though, after a while, because, like, every Hallmark movie is basically exactly the same plot.
Well, and it's funny you should mention that. This past Sunday, I was kind of flipping through the channels. And usually if I'm watching TV on Sunday, it's going to be on ION. And, it's the NCIS LA usually is what's in there. Well, they've got the holiday movies that are back to back to back to back all day long. And it's usually about, the disheartened or the depressed, man or woman goes back to their hometown and then they find the love interest and so forth and so on. But it was so funny because I just flipped in and out.
Uh-huh.
Of them, and it was hard to tell when one ended and
the
other
Hallmark
began.
Movie? Right.
But Vivica Fox was in four separate movies.
They always
all
have
with the same
ones.
Theme.
And the Candace Cameron Bure is in all of them too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I
always
remember
like,
one
yes,
titled was A Husband for Christmas. Come on.
Yeah,
come
they're horrible.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like a train wreck, though. If you start looking, you can't look away.
Yeah. So take in the if you want to know what really is all about, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church next Friday at 7 p.m. out there on Theodore's Dog Road in Theodore. Yeah, absolutely.
We know that if you just look at the things in the world, you'll get way depressed. I think we might have lost Joe on line three. But, Joe, if you're listening, give us a call back. He wanted to talk about Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about him, too. So that works out.
Well, the thing is, now all of the news media is picking up on the Hunter Biden thing, where before it was like, again,
Russian collusion.
It was
all remember
crickets.
That? The whole Hunter Biden laptop. Let's back up a little bit. Do you remember how that went, Mark?
Yeah, it was. We've looked at this and it come to the conclusion that this is all, you know,
another Russian story just made up to look bad.
Yeah, the Russians did it to make Hunter look bad and influence our election.
Well, now it's sort of like,
and now
okay,
it's like,
well, and what's.
He's got tax problems.
Funny if this comes out, like if they, which again, it's going to be a joke if this regime does make it. I mean, do you really think they're going to?
How hard is anybody going to be pushing this? You know,
And I think this is a kind of a sneaky tactic on the media's part because they have drawn so much ire from the public of just, they're trying to say, see, we're not just biased. Here we are reporting these bad things about Hunter Biden when they know good and well it goes nowhere. It just kind of gives them a little bit of, see, we play both sides, and it's all smoke and mirrors.
I think it means nothing.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's
I
all
think
this
you're exactly
is.
Right.
But again, if you followed it at all, Joe Biden also has a brother named James.
Yes,
he's
he does.
He's connected deeply also. If you're interested, there's actually this flowchart I found that's got all the Bidens. And I kind of just like flow tarts and stuff. I like tarts.
Okay.
So it's a bit humorous, but I mean, it's really sad at the same time because it's probably very true. Because you can't be in politics for 47 plus years and your whole family just somehow get rich with zero skills and there not be some kind of corruption going on. Hmm. So
interesting.
That's that. Do we have somebody on the text line?
I was just checking the text line, and James in Alberta weighed in. He said, is communism outlawed in this country? Is the Constitution and the Bill of Rights absolutely ours over any adversary, non-removable by law? Question mark. Interesting thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my reading, you know, communism is not outlawed in this country. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights is absolutely ours over any adversary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what he's trying to get out of that.
I don't either.
What point he's trying to make exactly, but good questions to ponder. As we heard in the Reagan quote, it's we the people.
You know,
we're the ones who tell government how much power they have, whereas in most countries' documents, it's the other way around. It's the government telling the citizens what privileges they have.
If you know that. But, I mean, you got to look at, there's been 2 to 3 generations who I believe have been successfully brainwashed in our pitiful, poor education system that now we're learning, starting on the collegiate level, is pretty much bought and paid for by our friends in China.
China, yeah.
So it's no wonder students poll the way they do. It's no wonder students do, America is a bad place. It's no wonder they believe these things. They really do. They've been taught.
Yeah.
They haven't been taught what you and I know.
Right.
So, again, what he's saying is true. However, if you don't know you own something, it's kind of like someone said, have you ever bought a brand new car and it's like it's under warranty, but it's kind of like confusing. There's so much paperwork and stuff. And if you didn't know you had that warranty, you might go down and pay hundreds of dollars to have some repair. You pay it out of your pocket and then it was actually already covered under the warranty. I feel like sometimes
if you don't know it,
our country lays down and says, okay, my governor said I can't go out after 9 o'clock without a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you still can.
Yeah, you can.
The Constitution guarantees you the right to do certain things. It's just, you don't happen to know that's covered in the warranty.
Yeah.
And you're just rolling over.
Yeah, that's part of the ownership papers.
There you go. And we as parents have failed to teach our kids. You can't blame it all on the school system. Right. It's just been a generational cycle of people forgetting, people not caring. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now here we are.
Yep, here we are.
Well, give us a call.
251-343-0106, or you can text us that same number if you want to weigh in. And we'll be back with more on Common Sense Radio on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
And as I mentioned, Pete, on Veteran of the Year assignment duties, Mark Holliday and Teresa Taylor in the studio, and you on the phone and text line at 343-0106 if you want to weigh in. And we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. So we were discussing, and we'd mentioned once earlier, you know, and some of the frustration that a lot of folks are having as a result of this theft of the election, the presidential election, is, well, what can I do?
Yeah.
And we've gone over a few things. First of all, you have to get correct information, and we've mentioned a few of those sources, Newsmax and One American News Network, Parler for your replacement of Twitter.
Yep.
MeWe. I haven't looked at that too much, but that's,
I
don't know what that's really like.
I've just been using Parler, and you know what? There's also, it's kind of like this, the past few years have brought up a whole new crop of conservatives because podcasting is so, in some ways, it's easy to do. I don't think you have to have a lot of money or anything to come up with some podcasting. So it's kind of like brought out some really good other conservative voices with different viewpoints. And if you listen to them for three or four shows, you're going to know if they're straight and narrow or not. I'm not advocating just start listening to anyone who says that they are a right winger. But I've found a few new ones recently. Dan Bongino. In fact, I think he is one of the people who helped Parler get off the ground. And also, folks, we can move over to Rumble, which is like YouTube. And Parler and Rumble, you know, unless things change, there's no censorship. It's like the wild, wild west. You're going to see everything and anything. And so you got to keep that in mind. But again, that's how it really should be.
Exactly. Because it's the fact that the Twitter, you know, will fact check you or will say, you know, this post is really not completely true. Facebook does the same thing. They, you know, if they don't like what you're saying, they're going to, you know, put you in Facebook jail for a week or so. It's things like that that inhibit free speech. Look, you know, the First Amendment, the freedom of the press, the freedom of speech was not put there and designed to allow...
Protect polite speech?
Polite speech. It's not there so that, you know, if everybody agrees with it, you can... It's there to protect people who say things that a lot of people don't like. You know, you may not like what somebody is saying, but... You know, and you've heard this before, you know, I may not like what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Yeah, it used to be the left who said that, or the Democrat. You know, I mean, that was everyone believed that.
Right. But now it's like, you know, the cancel culture has made it so that, you know, if you're not down the line with what I believe, you can't say it.
Well, and the censorship at this point is getting to be so heavy, it's almost downright criminal. When you're getting to, like, if you just look at this Hunter Biden stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook and Twitter went out of their way to make sure none of that stuff got out
right,
leading up to the election. I mean, that's just one little example. There's tons of them. I think all of us, if you've tried to spend any time, again, I just tried to post that we were having our Veterans Day event, which is actually a very neutral comment. It wasn't politically charged at all. It just said, hey, we're having this event. It's at this time. They shut it down. Just getting to be – so you know what? We don't have to be their audience anymore.
Right.
Because part of the way they make money is just by your attention.
Yeah.
it's really creepy. If you haven't watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix, I recommend you do it because it'll probably be taken down. So hurry up and watch it now.
I don't know. Wasn't it produced in Hollywood?
But yeah, but let me tell everyone, hopefully our friend Dr. Lou will call in and maybe give us a little more information, but I'll go ahead and get you started just in case he's busy and doesn't get to do that. On Saturday, something you can all do, 10 a.m., you can show up sooner if you want, Saturday morning at the Fort, which is right there in Spanish Fort. It's kind of like some containers. It's a new kind of place. They got some little like food truck type of areas.
Right.
It's really neat.
Behind Bass Pro Shop.
Yes, up on the hill with the Bass Pro Shop. You go like you're going that way, but then you just drive around a little bit further.
Right.
Yep, right there. Easy to get to. There's going to be a Stop the Steal huge rally. We the people support President Trump. It will be law enforcement, first responders, military, anyone that wants to support the U.S. Constitution. Bring flags. It's going to be, you know, a peaceful, fun day. I would say do it because you'll be joining with many things going on around the country.
Right.
Maybe you've never done that. Maybe you're like, well, a rally, like that sounds a little scary or weird. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
They're fun. Your friend Pete Ream, he'll be there. He's going to be the MC.
Right.
We're going to have some good speakers. Not exactly sure who's going to be there now. But I think maybe Mo Brooks. I mean, I don't know. And
you'll realize that you're not alone.
That's the big thing I was about to say.
I've often heard people have said, you're not going to change anybody's mind.
If they're
a socialist or a liberal, you go on the radio, you're not going to change your mind. It's like, well, I don't do it to hopefully I might, sway somebody. But that's not the sole purpose. The sole purpose is all of you folks out there like-minded.
Yeah.
Realize you're not alone. There's a lot
of
us.
It is your way not to die with a whimper.
That's right. Don't die
with
a whimper.
You know what I mean? It's your way just to peacefully gather together, enjoy the day. Just go try it.
Yeah.
You know, if you hate it, you don't ever have to do it again.
Right.
But we might not have the freedom to do it again if we don't do it now. So come out on Saturday morning and Pete will be there. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and James from Florida weighs in. He said, if we don't stop this year's election steal, then the Democrats will steal every other presidential election after that. And that's,
he's right.
That is more of the concern. If we don't get this fixed now, then there's not going to be much of an appetite in the administration to fix the problems
It'll
in
be
this election.
Over.
Yeah.
It'll
and,
be like
and
every time Maduro won again.
Yeah.
And all his picks won again. We will have, it will be, and it still may be that way. But if we don't, nothing's guaranteed. Remember, again, Reagan warned us, we're always one generation away from losing everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it couldn't. We are out of time, folks.
Yeah, and just want to mention one more time with the season, the holiday season, the Christmas season, and you're feeling maybe a little discouraged and a little down, and this has been a year, has it not? I mean, this has been a year for the record books. Now is a time where you can get out and enjoy a taste of Christmas. They're going to have the choir, soloists, musicians under the direction of Matthew Atkinson. It's a program of Christmas music and scripture readings Friday, December the 18th at 7 p.m. at the Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore. That's Friday, a week from tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore. They're located at 6058 Theodore Dolls Road in Theodore, and they'll have some refreshments after the program. It's a great place to take the entire family out and enjoy the Christmas season.
Yes, and just renew your spirit.
Absolutely.
Because it needs renewing.
Absolutely.
Especially now.
We need to recharge from time to time, and that's one way to do it spiritually, and Saturday is a way to do it politically.
Hey,
recharge
and
your political energy.
If you do join in on Saturday, you won't be alone necessarily. There's stuff going all over the country. Again, they're having another, they're calling it the Million MAGA March. They're doing another one. And, the other one went off. It was huge.
Yeah.
Again, you wouldn't know it because we don't have a media that relays
that covers it.
But they're doing that also on Saturday morning on the mall, D.C. So it's kind of like, why not? Let's just join in because they're watching. Yeah. They are watching.
Well, so. we hope somebody's watching.
That's right.
If
that's
not,
right.
we're watching each other, right?
That's right.
All right. That's pretty much going to bring it to a close for a Thursday edition of the Common Sense Radio Town Hall here on FM Talk 106.5. Pete will be back next week, as will I.
And I will too.
The good Lord willing.
Yes.
And creek don't rise.
That's
as
right.
As they say.
Yes.
All right. Y'all have a good one. And don't forget Saturday out at the fort.
Yeah.
In Spanish Fort, there behind Bass Pro Shop.
It's gonna be good.
All right, y'all have a good one, and I don't have a honey to come home to.
No,
so
Pete
has a honey.
Or we can say Deborah. Pete's coming home
there
at some point.
That's
there
it.
You go.
Bye.